In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Interesting that on a day after the inauguration this week that saw very different responses from the American people, we have a lesson on unity, being together. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and apparently they're arguing over who was better baptized. Whether it was those who were baptized by Apollos, or those who Paul baptized himself, or whomever. I belong to Cephas, Peter. And Paul tells him, does it really matter? I mean, who was crucified? Me? No, Jesus. Jesus was the one crucified. I'm glad I didn't baptize very many of you folks, he says. A couple of them, oh, and that other guy. I love the parenthetical statements in Paul's letter. It reminds us these are letters to real people with real issues. And this is just the beginning. You notice this is chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. It's a long letter. There's a lot that Paul has to say to the Corinthians. But he starts off with this idea of unity. Now, he was not talking about political unity. How could he? They didn't have that kind of thing then. But we are in a situation where many people were exultant Friday, and many people were grieving, and both types are sitting in this church today. And we need to be mindful of that. We need to understand why some people would celebrate the inauguration we had, and why some people would grieve it, because we're all in this together. And it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum we find ourselves on. We are part of something much bigger than that. We are part of the kingdom of God. We reside in the United States of America, but we are heirs of God's kingdom. This afternoon, we're going to have services for Sue Saracen, 95 years old. I can't imagine living to be 95. I can't imagine living long enough to pay off my mortgage at this point. And yet, that's nothing compared to the new life she has begun in God's heavenly abode, eternity. The piffling things that go on in our world today are nothing compared to that. And we must not let such things come between us. No matter what we think of elections or ball games or anything else, we are to be one in heart and mind and spirit and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what he calls for, what he commands above all else, is that we love one another as we love ourselves. And we can do that. We are much better than letting paltry things come between us. As important in some respects as elections are, in the great scheme of things, we know they are not. And that we will live forever with God and Christ. And we may be extremely surprised at some of the people sharing that kingdom with us. But it'll be glorious. It'll be glorious. God became human for us. God suffered on the cross in Jesus Christ for our salvation. The second person of the Holy Trinity became a human being that we may dwell forever with him, not as servants, not even as citizens, but as heirs of that kingdom, joint heirs with Christ. It kind of puts it in perspective. We have better things to do than argue. We have things to love, people to love, things to do to show our love for others. And yeah, I know, sometimes there are people who complain, oh, it's all about the love. Well, it is, when it comes down to it. Given the opportunity to say everything that there is to say about the law and the prophets, our Lord said, love. Love God, and love your neighbor as yourself. That pretty much settles it for me. We were talking in Sunday school about how to read passages in the Old Testament where God is ordering genocide and such. And when I told them, we read Scripture through the lens of Jesus Christ. What does the incarnation of Christ tell us about God? That's how we have to understand all of Scripture. And what Jesus said was love. And sometimes it's hard to reconcile the ideas of the God that we see portrayed in the Old Testament. We had quite a discussion this morning, more than one Sunday school class and certainly more than one sermon. But come to Sunday school. We'll be happy to talk about it there. There are unanswerable questions. that we have about the world to come, about this world even, but we have some very simple answers sometimes. What am I to do? You are to love. Now, how does that look? Sometimes that's harder to answer. But it has to start with the idea of how do I want someone else's love to look to me? Does it mean condemning? Does it mean making fun of? Or does it mean understanding? Compassion. I mean, how do you want people to treat you? That's how you treat others. So we have to keep in mind, we are going to disagree. We're going to disagree. God help us if we have to replace the carpet in here. There will be disagreements, but there will be love. And of the two, love triumphs. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.